swaddled. You're tiny when you're born, with your grandfather's large eyes, the starburst, deep-set, knowing eyes that only looked on your mother with sorrow. Your face is wrinkled, your brow furrowed with every painful, laboured breath, as if you've inherited the shame of your existence and it's pressing, iron-like, on your chest. Your shameless mother didn't care for the burdens given to her, of curiosity, of longing, of a mind that enjoyed the tiny details. You're a tiny detail that has smashed her world, a pebble thrown at a sheet of glass. They've given you a thin plastic filament that brings you bursts of relief. Your eyes widen rhythmically as your struggles are lifted in minute shifts. You're unaware that you're reliant on this plastic tube. Its slenderness is a tether. You're hooked on a machine in a system that saved you automatically and has no interest in the ripples caused by every stilted gasp you finish. Your blanched brown skin, an almond plunged into hot water, periodically flushes with effort and oxygenated blood. It's so translucent that these internal pumpings can be followed, capillary by capillary. They strain the exhausted nerve endings of your hollowed-out mother as she hovers in a shadowed corner, hovers between relief that you've escaped her and fear that she'll never escape you, who bore you in the lonely stubbornness of self-flagellating penance, refusing imagined offers of help, for whom you are the swaddled testimony to her attempts to break free of invisible bindings, and whose first dark look at you is her last look as she leaves it all behind.